As he walked along one day, Jesus saw a man born blind, sitting by the wayside begging. The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" It was commonly believed that suffering was always the punishment for personal sin. Jesus replied, "Neither the man nor his parents, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. As long as it is day, I must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said this, he spat on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "and wash in the pool of Siloam." This pool was an ancient reservoir in the southern part of Jerusalem. The man went and washed and came home seeing. His neighbors and those who had seen him begging said, "Isn't this the man who used to sit and beg?" Some claimed that he was. Others replied, "No, he only looks like him." But he said, "I am the man." "How then were your eyes opened?" they demanded. So he told them how Jesus had healed him. "Where is this man, Jesus?" they asked. "I don't know," he said. Then they brought him to the Pharisees, who asked him how he had received his sight, and he told them. Now the day on which Jesus had performed this miracle was a Sabbath. Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." But others replied, "How can a sinner do such miracles?" As they could not agree among themselves, they turned once again to the blind man, saying, "And what have you to say about him?" The man replied, "He is a prophet." The Jews, however, did not really believe that he had been born blind until they sent for his parents. "Is this your son?" they asked. "Is this the one you say was born blind? How is it that now he can see?" "We know he is our son," the parents answered, "and we know he was born blind, but how he can see now, we don't know. Ask him, he is of age, he will speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, who had decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. The Pharisees summoned the man who had been born blind a second time. "Give glory to God," they said. "We know this man is a sinner." He replied, "Whether he is a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I can see." Then they again asked him how he had been healed. He answered, "I have already told you, and you didn't listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" This made the Pharisees very angry, and they began to insult him, saying, "We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but as for this fellow, we don't even know where he comes from." The man answered, "Now that is remarkable. You don't know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." Furious, the Pharisees replied, "You were steeped in sin at birth," and they threw him out. Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, and when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" "Who is he, sir?" the man replied. "Tell me, so that I may believe in him." Jesus said, "You have now seen him. He is the one speaking to you." Then the man said, "Lord, I believe," and he bowed down to worship. Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind." The man had first received physical sight, and then, through faith in Christ, spiritual sight, while the Pharisees, who thought they were spiritually enlightened, became more and more blind because they rejected Christ. Next episode, The Good Shepherd.